Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order, and I'd like for everyone to please stand while they have pledge allegiance to the flag. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections?
Gentlemen, there may be a question on one of the applications. I would have to apologize to James Wharton on his application. It appears that it was advertised incorrectly for a front yard setback when it should have been a lot width variance. And I haven't been able to find, I haven't found the advertisement to see if the advertisement was correct.
Okay.
Staff that prepared the advertisement is out today and will be late tomorrow, so I couldn't verify.
What's the case number?
What case is that?
11854.
Oh, James Wharton. Okay.
I'm not going to do it tonight, right? Not going to do it tonight?
No, I'm just saying this. I couldn't get the access to the advertisement to see if it's right and maybe the agenda was wrong.
Well, I think the fact that the agenda is wrong is also an issue. We need to make sure that it's correct there. My suggestion would be to re-advertise that and get it on an agenda as soon as possible.
Right.
You know, so that it might be, I think it's usually about a month out. Is that where we're going at, Lawrence? If we were to do that?
Pardon?
It's about a month out if we were to.
If we advertise it right away, it has to be at least 15 days of advertisement.
About a month.
Would be advertised.
We'd probably look in the first meeting in November. The latest
could be.
The second.
Well, is somebody here tonight for that case?
I had to apologize to the Whartons because I didn't know it till find out today. The question was asked of me today.
Someone here?
The applicant is here.
What I would suggest, board members, is perhaps in order to address that, maybe we move that to the front of the agenda so
yeah,
that one,
say,
the applicant and whoever's here could be advised of that.
So moved.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll second that, yeah.
Okay, well, we got a motion then on this evening's agenda to move case number 11,854 to the beginning of the hearings. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, then motion is carried. Okay, next we'll have approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts for our August the 1st, 2016 meeting. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the finding of the facts and the what was it, the other
minutes
of the 5th?
Of August the 1st.
August the 1st.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our August the 1st, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype will not be taken into consideration. Bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found at the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed in our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.